Yeah, good morning, everybody. So because shiurim, the new shiurim, because of time constraints, we're doing it only every two Sundays, the new shiurim. So here and there, when I have time, Be'ezus Hashem, I will put in just a thought on those weeks that there are no shiurim posted regarding marriage and regarding etzus, regarding that, as best as I could, Be'ezus Hashem. So the idea being, as a husband, firstly, the idea of marriage, deep, deep down, the panemius of it, besides all the other reasons that we have to build a mishpacha and to be mamshech dayrais and connecting, is to know Hashem. The deepest way to know Hashem is through marriage, as we will explain as we go along. Hashem's purpose for bringing us into this world is to know Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect us back to Him in this earth, on this earth, in our daily lives. And in marriage, that's the most manifested way of doing so. And the idea as a husband, which is interesting, and you look at the ksub, it seems to be very one-sided. The chasm doesn't get anything technically. He's giving. The kalas, the mikri, mikabel, everything. The tabas, the ring, the ksuba, and all the needs, and the kavod, and parnasa, and the godim, and adira, and the chiyuvim are on the husband. And Rabbi Rush talks about this. So the question is, why? And through Kabbalah, of course, we know that the zachar, the male, is constantly being mashpia, and then a keva is being mikabel, and that's expressed in the ksuba. And this is the idea. We may not feel that it's fear, one-sided, whatever the case may be, but this is not coming from any man-made system. This is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydai uba'atzmai that created all of us and telling us this. A husband needs to constantly be mashpia, and a woman needs to constantly be mekabel. A husband giving kavod and doing his best to treat her the right way. And if we reverse that system, that's when, all these problems come about. Now, of course, when problems come up and there's issues and everything, you speak to a Rav, you speak to a mentor to work through them and to have the right hanhaga. It doesn't mean you become a doormat or anything like that. You do everything kfi, chiyuvei taira, what you're supposed to do when you ask etzus. And there's so many shiurim about that two-sided part of communication going both ways and fulfilling each other's needs going both ways. So we're not, discounting that aspect of it. But the mindset needs to be of the idea of being mashpia. And the way it works, ironically, we said this point many times too, and it's kedai to always remember, that just like the husband is compared to rain, and the wife is compared to earth, to the ground, to the earth. And yes, when it comes to the system of how we get the fruits and vegetables and trees and all the good that comes forth from the earth and all the beauty that comes from the earth, the beautiful landscapes and all of those things are coming first because the husband, the rain is provided for the earth and the sunlight and all the other things that are conducive to get the earth to bring out its fruits and its taiva. So ironically, what happens really is that the nekeva, the woman, the wife, all the bracha comes from her. Just like the earth, all the bracha comes from the earth. All the wonderful things, the minerals that are in there, the oil, and all the fruits and vegetables and trees, and like we just said. But in order to activate any of this, and if you don't activate it with the rain and with the sunshine, then it's just a desert and none of this comes out. But ironically, when the husband gives the right way, unselfishly, and the right way, apitaira, gives through his rain, which the Tanakh compares it to it. Look at the haftaira of the Tainas Tzibur by Yeshaya, Kimherva Vailid of Etznicha, and so on. Ironically, when a husband does that the right way, not selfishly, and gives the right way, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to give, ultimately, the wife will shower back 100 times over and want to give back and shower back all those taivais, giving forth just like the Adama does with the fruits, the vegetables, and the nutrients, and you get back kifle kiflayim, more than double, triple, and beyond. Because this is the idea, ironically, of the way it works. It works like that with bitachon. It works like that with any type of lishma that you do. Of course, we have a shalai lishma in us. B'tai shalai lishma b'lishma. So sometimes we give in order to receive, you know, and we have to use that the right way. You know, we're human beings. But the idea is the best we try to do in saying, what does Hashem want me to do in this particular instance? And He wants us to treat our wives with kavod. And when we have issues, we turn to Hashem and ask Hashem to help us handle situations the right way, talk the right way, work on our own midos in the right way, and keep on davening for it, even if we don't yet have the answers for things, and not fall into a yush, and do your best to behave in the best possible way, and to be trustworthy, and to be loyal, and to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh with ourselves, how we could make our lives better with our wives and with our children. That is a tremendous, tremendous limud zchus on us. It's a tremendous opportunity. And we have to learn how to not view this as a burden on us, but actually how to view this as a opportunity, as a golden opportunity of showering brachas. And yes, we receive brachas as a result, a tremendous amount of brachas as a result. So this is an important yisoid, and this applies to all aspects of life that we have to provide for our wives, whether it's Shera, which is the mizaynus part of being mefarnes and the best we could, realizing it's all Hashem and just do the best we can with that, and Ksus to give her clothing and all her needs. And of course, Aina being done the right way to fulfill her needs and to be as unselfish as possible. Doesn't mean we don't enjoy the experience, as we talked about many, many, many times. But this is the idea. We humble ourselves the right way towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say, Hashem, we're ready to do your will in pertaining to our marriage, to be a loyal husband, a good husband to our wives. And by doing that and working through that, we see tremendous bracha. May we taka be able to experience that bracha firsthand by doing this work and by constantly doing our best to enhance this relationship, to love our wives the right way, be melamed zchus on our wives the correct way, trying to treat her always with derech eretz, with a kavod, and try to understand her as best as we could, and work on our own character, and realize what Hashem wants from us, and He wants us to be happy. And a lot of these challenges that we all experience are all normal, you know, and some of us have more serious challenges than others. We talk to a rav and a mentor about it, to help you through it, to navigate through it, and always daven for the Shalom Bayis, not just your own, but for your own children and for people around you, for all your chaverim. You daven for other people, you're answered first. And you turn to Hashem always with this and with everything. We wish you all bracha v'atzlacha.